Precision Solutions.
Hey, is Sam in?
That's me.
Hey, Sam, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, look, I don't know if you remember, we spoke a few months ago, called about some equipment financing and working capital, about our pre-approved offer. You said that you didn't have anything in the pipeline at that time, but to follow up towards the end of the year here, so that's kind of what I'm doing, trying to check in on business, see how you've been, and see if there's anything we can do to help you guys out.
No, nothing going on right now. Absolutely nothing.
How's business been since we last talked?
Oh, it's been good. I've had a good year.
Yeah, you guys picking up towards the end of the year here, or
the I stay pretty steady. I'm a small company, so I'm either just flat covered up or steady.
Yeah, remind me, are you just a job shop, or do you focus on an industry?
No, we're just job shop.
Okay. So you just do whatever somebody comes in, they have a little job for you, and then you just do it for them.
Yeah, most of my stuff's industry type job shop. Plant repair stuff and spare parts, that kind of thing.
Okay. Is there a typical time where you kind of do evaluate if you need some equipment or need some cash on hand?
It's one of those things. I'll think about it for months and something will start happening and I just pull the trigger, that kind of thing. It's just as needed basis.
Right, of course. I mean, that seems to be the typical sentiment within the industry. You can't plan it out. It just kind of depends when the job comes,
That's right.
Right. When was the last time that you guys brought something on, like a new CNC machine or something like that?
About April, I guess.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah.
Mm. How's that piece working out for you?
Oh, it's worked out great.
Yeah?
Yep.
You seeing a nice return on that investment?
It's one of those things. It's something that I've needed for years. And then a deal came along that I couldn't pass up, and I jumped on it. So it's not so much that I'm seeing any more business from it as much as I've made what I did have a little bit more efficient, kind of thing.
Right. It's kind of updating the older pieces that you might have had. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Is there, just out of curiosity, is there anything on your wish list that you kind of have that you would like that maybe we can help out with?
No, not really. I'm pretty much all spent out after that for the year.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem. Hey, just quick question. I don't want to take up any more of your time here. But do you happen to ever run into situations like cash flow problems because customers are paying net 60, net 90 type deal?
Well, I do have customers that do that, but fortunately, I don't know if it's because of the good customers I have or my winging it and it just sort of works. But I have never ever since I've been in business had any cash flow issues.
That's good. No, that's good because it makes me a little happy to know that at least the business
I've never gone to bed at night trying to figure out how I was going to make payroll.
No, because of course within, the machine shop and manufacturing industry lately, there's been a lot of cash flow problems because customers, especially customers who are in the oil and gas industry, they're lagging. Uh-huh. They're lagging on making payments to their machine shop that they go to work for. So essentially what happens in turn is that, the machine shops, they don't have the money on hand to pay for things. So one of our programs, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a working capital program. It's designed to place money into your guys' account so that you have cash available for you to use to cover, costs, to cover payroll, to cover inventory, to cover whatever it is that you want to use the money for because it's an unsecured cash loan. So that means you can get however much money you want, use it for whatever you want, and then be happy with it. It's a short-term deal, and usually that's what it's meant for. So if that's something that you could do, is there something that you can use the money for? Because we pre-approved you guys for $250,000. So if you had that kind of capital in your accounts right now, would you do something with it? What would you do?
No, I'm like I said, I'm good as far as cash on hand. So it's sort of, there's no reason for me to, I got no reason to need any right now.
Right, yeah, that was just kind of just, a hypothetical situation, just see if you were to do something. Okay, well, how about I do this? I think I still have your email as judge@psimachineshop.com, right? I'll just reshoot you over my contact information, probably because got lost a while ago. But and then you can just keep me on file, you know, if something does come up towards the end of the year. You can just give me a call, see if there's something we can do to help out. And I'll probably just follow up maybe once every quarter or so, just kind of see how business has been, see, you know, if there's anything we can do to help you guys out.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, man. It was good talking to you, Sam.
Yep. Thank you.
Good catching up. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.